Iran-backed Houthi terrorists kill 3 civilians, first deaths in Red Sea attacks. By Oliver J.J. Lane on March 7, 2024. Civilian mariners have been killed in a missile strike in the Red Sea for the first time in the present conflict. With a bulk carrier abandoned and burning in the critical waterway after a Houthi attack. The US and UK condemned the aggression of Iran-backed proxies the Houthis after a ballistic missile struck a Barbados-flagged Liberian-owned merchant ship attempting to transit the Gulf of Aden, killing 3 and critically wounding several others. The United States Central Command reported an anti-ship ballistic missile launched from Iranian-backed Houthi terrorist-controlled areas of Yemen struck the bulk tanker MV True Confidence at 11:30 AM Sana time, 0830 London, 0330 New York, on Wednesday morning. Ballistic missiles travel high into the outer atmosphere before plunging back down to Earth at very high speeds, which can make them hard to intercept. 3 crewmen were killed and at least 4 people were injured, 3 of which were said to be in critical condition. The ship sustained serious damage and the missile's detonation started a fire. Images published by the U.S. Navy clearly show smoke, scorch marks, and mangled deck cargo from the blast. Lloyd's of London reports there was a series of loud explosions on board and that the crew was comprised of 20 people from India, Vietnam, and the Philippines, as well as 3 armed guards from Sri Lanka and Nepal. The True Confidence, which is burning, has been abandoned by its crew and Western warships were attending the scene. A military spokesman for the Houthis, the Iran-backed Shiite Islamist terror group that controls swathes of Iran and who have been attacking global shipping since Hamas launched its terror attack against Israel last year, said the lethal strike against the True Confidence was a victory for Palestine. Houthi General Yahya Sari said in a statement that, "In the name of God, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful God Almighty. A victory for the oppression of the Palestinian people and ensuring a response to the American-British aggression against our country." The naval forces of the Yemeni armed forces carried out a targeting operation against the American ship. The hit was accurate, thanks to God, which led to a fire breaking out on it. The Houthis said they had struck an American ship, but the True Confidence was not owned or operated by an American concern at the time of TH attack, but had been involved with American companies in the past, Lloyd stated. Britain's Foreign Secretary David Cameron, on the other hand, decried the attack and said his thoughts were with the families of the killed mariners, promising we will continue to stand up for freedom of navigation and back our words with actions. The British embassy to Yemen reflected that this was the sad but inevitable consequence of the Houthis recklessly firing missiles at international shipping. They must stop. Our deepest condolences are with the families of those that have died and those that were wounded. White House spokesman Karine Jean-Pierre said, it was not a U.S. ship, contrary to what the Houthis claimed. These reckless attacks by the Iran-backed Houthis have not only disrupted global trade and commerce but also taken the lives of international seafarers simply doing their jobs. The attack on the True Confidence is just the latest strike by the Houthis on Western shipping. While this attack is the first to have killed civilian seamen, others have seen a ship captured by Yemeni commandos, ships losing cargo overboard after missile impacts, and recently even a fertilizer-carrying bulk ship sinking in the Red Sea. Indeed, the True Confidence attack on Wednesday was one of a series of attacks, with the U.S. Navy reporting it had detected 5 missile launches in 2 days. 3 of those struck cargo ships, and 1 was shot down by Arleigh Burke-class destroyer USS Kearney. The U.S. Navy also shot down 2 uncrewed aerial vehicles, UAVs, in a Houthi-controlled area of Yemen that presented an imminent threat to merchant vessels and U.S. Navy ships in the region on Wednesday, they said.